So about 20 minutes ago, I was trying to find it. They were covering, somebody was covering the Rittenhouse case live, but I guess after they dropped the gun charge, everybody was like, ah, no, don't cover it. Because they thought it was, they still thought it was going their way.
Law of self-defense still covering on Twitter, and OAN has it on right now.
I was actually about to, thank you for bringing that up, because I was about to quote Law of Self-Defense talking through the next couple things. So once again, Justin, my amazing producer, laying it out for me so I can continue the amazing Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel. So the big thing is the self-defense an issue on all remaining counts now that the gun charge has been dropped. Because there was nothing there. It was just leftists going after guns. Because what do they want to do? They want to strip you. That's why the Kyle Rittenhouse case is important. Not in a cultural war standing. You support Kyle because you're right. You don't like it because you're none of that. It's, listen, every single person that's listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, they want to strip you and your family of your individual rights to defend your property. And some moron, I know, it's on Twitter, so I repeat myself. Some idiot leftist, once again, I repeat myself on Twitter, came out with this statement that shows them how much of a fairy tale life they exist in. And he came out and he said that there was nothing. Oh, here it is. There's no property on earth so valuable that it should be protected with lethal force. Lives are always worth more. Except this idiot doesn't realize that if you give up your private property, if you let them take that over, what do you think they're going to take next? People who seek to do violence. And this is the issue. People who seek to do violence can never be satiated. Please, I know we goof around on the show. I like to have fun, but this is something serious. That's why I started the Armed Catholic, to talk to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Christ. Those who seek to do harm, whether it is your property or your life, can never be satiated if you just give them what they want. Now, I will back off of this. If somebody wants your wallet, if they stick you up for your wallet, give them the wallet and move on. Or your car, give them your car and move on. Phone, that stuff, I agree with them. But when we're talking about actual, they go on to your business. They go on to your property. They cannot be satiated because they have encroached on you. They know that's your business. They know that's your home. You cannot satiate those people. Those people seek to do violence. And they must be repelled, if it comes to it, with violence. I do not want violence. None of us should be ever want to be involved in violence. But if violence comes your way, men, you must be ready to repel it. It's that simple. And the Rittenhouse trial was to set a precedent. This Rittenhouse trial was to set a precedent that you and I were not allowed. Because if there was some reason that he was going to get guilty on any of it, then they would have used that narrative. And they already did, essentially. If you think about it, anytime somebody tried to defend themselves in other situations during the riots, They were the ones prosecuted. They were the ones arresting. So the Rittenhouse case was the final nail in the coffin. The final nail. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Lord says he agreed. Everything I said is backed up by church teaching. You can check out my website, The Armed Catholic. I have the catechism. I have saints. I have popes. All of them say as long as you're acting within self-defense, use of force is justified. We should never want it, but if it comes to that, it is actually pro-life to protect yourself, your family, your community. Because evil seeks to destroy. So the judge said about 30 minutes ago, self-defense an issue on all remaining counts. State must prove self-defense beyond a reasonable... Disprove self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. And so they went through all of the other things. In Wisconsin, there is not a duty to retreat. Like in Rhode Island, you have to retreat from your, like if somebody breaks into your home, you have to retreat. This is insane what people in blue states, you have to retreat if somebody invades your home. That's why these leftists are idiots. And they're like, just give them their stuff. Hey man, what happens when you give them their stuff? And then they're like, all right, give me more. You have to retreat. You cannot defend yourself. So in Wisconsin, there is no such thing as duty to retreat, which helps Kyle. Law of self-defense also writes, consider whether the defendant provoked the attack. This is what the judge is saying to the jury. If unlawful act provokes, you cannot claim self-defense. But if provoked, attack deadly in nature can self-defense if exhausted every possibility. Remember, Kyle Rittenhouse ran away from the people who chased him. The judge is telling, hey, did he provoke the attack? No. Did he try to get away from them? Yes. I mean, yeah, we can't count on the jury being scared or any of these other things, but in a just society, by a straight legal reading of everything that's happening, this is 100% self-defense. And we're going to see what's going on here because the judge is being very, very rapacious, if that's how you say it, with his jury instructions. So now the judge is talking about things like imperfect self-defense, unreasonable but subjectively believed self-defense is either unreasonable perception of need or unreasonable use of excessive force. Once again, I don't believe any of that stuff can be counted or counted against.